So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah!
You're on The Path to MoGraph from School of Motion.
So now that you've reached the end of The Path to MoGraph, I hope you've really enjoyed this course. We obviously put a lot into it. I hope it's clear that we really, really love the motion design world, the industry, the community, and we wanted to share that with you. So I hope that you got a ton out of it, and I really hope that you're excited to go even deeper and actually start engaging with the motion design community, to learn more, to start meeting actual artists out there, companies, and, you know, if you want, jump right in and think about making this at least part of your career. So in this podcast, I want to talk about the MoGraph community, the motion design community, because in truth, it is one of the coolest parts of the industry. And I think it's fairly unique in that it is almost entirely filled with very helpful, welcoming, warm, fun people. There are other industries out there where artists tend to hoard knowledge and they don't want to share it because they feel like maybe they're giving away some of their mojo, some of their secret sauce. And it doesn't really work that way in motion design for whatever reason. And that's one of the reasons that School of Motion is so open and we share everything and we try to give as much knowledge and insight away as possible, because that's just the vibe of the MoGraph community. You'll hear people talk about it constantly, but it is true. This is an amazing, you know, industry to be in. So in terms of you engaging with this industry and with this community, there's a lot of different ways to do that. And the first thing I want to say is that, you know, if you have any inclination to become a professional motion designer, or even just to do this as a hobby, you just think this is cool, it's really important to start engaging with other motion designers, other companies, and things like that. And there's a few reasons. One reason is just that it's a lot more fun to learn and to grow as an artist when you're doing it with other people. And thanks to the internet, you can meet people very, very easily these days who have the same interests as you and maybe a few years ahead in their career, you know, a little further on the path. And so that's really good because, you know, they can help you. They can help you avoid mistakes that they made when they were in your position. You can get tech support, you know, motion design, as I'm sure it's clear to you now, it's a pretty technical field. And learning After Effects, learning Cinema 4D, not to mention learning to design and learning to animate and tell stories, those are difficult skills. And it's very helpful if you have a community around you that you can go to with questions or to show what you're working on and to get feedback. So we're going to talk about some of those resources in this episode. And there's also a PDF that goes along with this day of the course that will have links to tons and tons of resources as well. And the last reason that it's really important to engage with community is that as a professional, if you get that far, you decide this is what you want to do for a living, it's an amazing way to get jobs and to get freelance gigs and to just find out what work is out there. The motion design industry, like a lot of creative industries, it doesn't work the way a typical industry does, you know, where you need to have a college degree and you need to have a resume and a cover letter and all those things. It's really, you know, it's very much a meritocracy, not completely, but, you know, you can just sort of prove what you're able to do by making cool stuff, putting together a portfolio. But then the other piece of that is you need to get that portfolio and that work out there so people are aware of you, and the community will help you do that. If you're a new motion designer and you put together your first website, your first reel, and you share it, the entire community, you'll be shocked, but it happens time and time again. They will literally lift you up and they will try and get you visibility and try and help you get gigs and get hired. It's a really amazing thing to see. All right. So let's talk about some different avenues for you to explore in terms of engaging with the community. Now, one thing I think is really important, and frankly, I wish I had started doing this much earlier in my career. This is something that we tell every School of Motion student to do, is to start by following artists, following groups, following people that are curating the best stuff out there. And so while this is a little bit more of a one-way conversation, they're curating things and you're consuming them, you know, with sites like Facebook and Twitter and things like that, Instagram, there's obviously, you know, conversation happening around these things. But there are groups of artists. Wine After Coffee is the name of one of these groups. Motionographer is a very, very widely known website in our industry. So is Stash. And these websites or these groups, what they do is they go out and they scour the world for the best work out there and they curate it. And so it's a really awesome way for you to start calibrating yourself to what the industry thinks is the best stuff. When you're just starting out and you're in After Effects and you're making your first animation, you really have no idea if what you're making is good or if it's not so good. And most likely, if it's your first animation, it's not so good. And I can tell you that my first animation will never see the light of day. But you know, you're not born knowing what motion design, what the motion design industry thinks is good. You need to develop that taste. And all of these resources are really good for that. One really easy hack that still works is to just get on Vimeo and to look at their staff picks. You know, every video that's uploaded to Vimeo gets reviewed somehow, and Vimeo is pretty tough, you know, in terms of how they choose these things, but they will award certain videos what's called a staff pick. And a ton of motion design gets, you know, selected for a staff pick, and it's just a quick way to see the best of the best. You can also follow studios on Vimeo. A lot of studios are still using Vimeo to host their work, even if they embed it on their website or something like that. And so let's say that you go to Buck and you follow them on Vimeo. Well, every time Buck uploads something, you'll get notified when you log into Vimeo. Hey, Buck has uploaded something. And you can follow artists and things like that. So it's just a very good way to start developing your critical eye by letting other people curate for you so you don't have to scour the internet constantly. You can just sort of go to these places. So all of these will be linked in that PDF that I mentioned before. So then there are also companies that not only curate, but they also make a ton of educational content that they put out for free. So obviously we do a ton of that. You know, the fact that you're right now listening to a podcast as part of a free course is evidence of that. But there's other companies like Video Copilot, which was founded by an artist named Andrew Kramer. And Andrew Kramer is sort of the original After Effects tutorial guy. And a lot of artists my age and from my era of MoGraph found their way into the industry through his teaching. And he's still out there. He's still making incredible content. His company also makes really great products. I used them in videos in this course. And so I would definitely recommend following Video Copilot on Twitter, you know, liking them on Facebook, maybe signing up for your mailing list if you like getting lots of email. But following a company like that's a really good way to stay on top of, you know, trends. They're a little bit more visual effects oriented than we are, which is good, right? You want to kind of have a broad perspective, especially when you're early in your career. Our really good friends over at Grayscale Gorilla are another company I would definitely recommend following. They have a great blog as well. They have a great podcast, and they're very focused on the 3D world, where we kind of straddle the line. We do both 2D and 3D there, mostly 3D, and they have amazing talent over there, and they've put out hundreds of free tutorials, and it's a really great place to look. One interesting one is a company called Premium Beat, which you should be familiar with because we love them, we're friends with them, and we use them for all of our stock music needs, which we did for this course. But they have one of the best blogs about the entire world of production and post-production, but they have a lot of motion design content. It's a little bit more on the beginner end, which could be very useful for you at this point in your journey. You know, but I think that you really want to be a well-rounded generalist motion designer if you can. And what's great about Premium Beat's blog, which I think is called The Beat, Is that it doesn't just talk about motion design. It talks about editing, it talks about photography, videography, cinematography. So you can learn a lot, and all of these skills translate over to motion design really well. Another great company, good friends of ours as well, is AE Scripts plus AE Plugins. Now, AE Scripts plus AE Plugins, and I'm just gonna say AE Scripts for short, so I don't have to keep like saying that mouthful. What they do is they curate and sell scripts and plugins and add-ons, mostly for After Effects, but also a few for Cinema 4D, and they're always expanding their product offering. Keeping an eye on what they're doing is really smart because they have their finger on the pulse of the day-to-day motion designer. What are the issues that people are having using After Effects or designing or animating? And then they work with developers to create products to solve those problems. So that's a really great company to follow on social media or their blog or their email list just to find out technological trends and tool trends that are going on within the industry. Red Giant is another company. They make plugins for After Effects and Premiere, and they do an incredible job of marketing. Basically, they make short films use their tools, and they're pretty incredible. And they put out a ton of educational content that is really, really, really well done. They have some incredible tutorial authors over there, and that's another company that I would definitely recommend following. And definitely, if you haven't already, follow us on social media. We're very active on Twitter. We're very active on Facebook, and you know, we try to be very easy to get a hold of. I still answer all of my emails that are addressed to me, which I'm not sure I'll be able to do forever. But for now, we're trying to be just as open and sharing and welcoming as all of these other great companies. So far, all I've told you about are places to go to get information. And you know, as you acclimate to the industry, to those communities, and you kind of start saturating your brain with content, you're gonna feel like you're getting to be part of the community, but you're not actually interacting. So how can you interact? There are many ways to do that. So the first one I wanna tell you about is the School of Motion community. Now, because this is a free class, you are not considered a full School of Motion alumni at the end of this. And as of this recording, we don't have sort of a built-in community for the nearly 100,000 different people a month that come to our website. We are building that in the future. So in the future, we will have that, and I'll have to come re-record this podcast. But in the meantime, anyone who takes a School of Motion class, one of our paid classes, not only gets, you know, super high level content and lots of it, similar to what we've done in this class, they also get to be part of a private Facebook group for that class. They get to interact with, you know, other students in their session. They get assigned a teaching assistant that looks at and critiques and gives them feedback on everything they do. And then at the end of that, they become a School of Motion alumni. And our alumni group now has thousands and thousands of artists in it from all over the world. And it is one of the most active online communities I've ever been a part of. And frankly, it's my favorite part of School of Motion. So in this community, all of the things I've talked about so far happen. Our alumni post work that they've done, work that they think is cool. So there's lots of inspiration going on. It's a great place to ask questions because there's a lot of very high-level motion designers on there. So it's a great way to find out tech support. Hey, this isn't working, or hey, I saw something cool. How do they achieve that look? And it's also an amazing place to just make friends. There are now School of Motion in-person meetups happening in countries all over the world in cities I've never been to. It really blows my mind, but it just shows you the power of this community. And students are also recommending each other for full-time jobs, for freelance gigs. We've had hundreds of students get gigs from our private alumni group. So our alumni group is amazing, but you have to be an alumni. So just something to think about. But there are lots of communities that are just totally free to join. So a really great one is actually a Slack channel. It's called the Motion Design Slack, and we will link to it in the show notes and in the PDF that you can download on this day of the course. And that's great because there's a very wide range of motion designers in there. There's brand new motion designers. There's, you know, 20-year experienced motion designers. There's 3D artists, 2D artists, traditional cel animators. And because it's on Slack, it feels like an ongoing conversation, which could be good or bad, you know, depending on your opinion of how online communities should work. But there's no doubt that it's an incredibly vibrant, useful community, and it's free to join. So I would definitely check that one out. Reddit is, I'm sure, you know, you're probably familiar with Reddit at least, but Reddit has a bunch of motion design centric subreddits like motion design. There's one for After Effects. There's one for Cinema 4D. There's one for visual effects. And those tend to pull in artists that are a little bit less experienced, which is cool. And so you can find lots of links to tutorials on there. There's great discussions about how did they do this technique. Here's how I would have done it. So that's just another great free resource. There's also MoGraph.net, which is a website that is actually fairly old. I think it's at least 10 years old. It might even be older than that. And MoGraph.net, it's not as active as it used to be, but it's sort of the original message board that sprung up at the beginning of the motion design industry's heyday, which, you know, it kind of started around like 2002, 2003. And at that time, there was no YouTube. We didn't have all these resources. There was no School of Motion, obviously. And so the few artists that were doing this thing that was called MoGraph at the time, now we generally call it motion design, they banded together and they formed this community. And that was the community that I joined when I got into this industry. And it's still around. And what's cool about that site is it's almost like a time capsule. You can go and you can read through, like, you know, 10-year-old conversations about, you know, hey, what's this Cinema 4D thing? You know, let's talk about this. So that's a really cool one, too. Creative Cow is another website that it's sort of a message board type of community, and it's great because it's very beginner friendly. There's a lot of great contributors on there, and it's not just about motion design. It's about almost everything under the sun related to production and post-production, which is fantastic. And then one of the newer websites to pop up is called Mixed Parts. Mixed.parts is the URL. And the community there is very animation and motion design centric. There are tons of very high level, very experienced artists on there. And the conversations that happen on there are very useful. People talk about how much to charge for projects. They talk about techniques. They post inspiration. They talk about new trends in the industry. And these are all amazing places to just kind of hang out online, check in once, twice a week, see what new conversations are going on, and just start to engage. And you'll find very quickly that, you know, putting a post on one of these sites, hey, I'm a new motion designer. I just watched The Path to MoGraph from School of Motion, and I'm really excited to be a part of this. And you will get so many high fives and welcome. You know, we're happy to have you. You're gonna be welcomed with open arms, is what I'm saying. So virtual communities are fantastic. I would also say that Twitter is still a very active place for conversation about motion design. If you follow us and you see the types of artists that we follow and things like that, you'll find lots of conversations going on every single day in the industry. Now, there's also in real life meetups, right? So sometimes you want to get, you know, away from a computer and actually go see and talk to a physical human being. So what a concept. So I'm going to tell you about three different places to do that. There are lots and lots of conferences to go to. So these are not the only ones. There are dozens all over the world. But I'm going to tell you about three big ones that I can highly recommend. The first is called NAB. and that stands for the National Association of Broadcasters. And it is the biggest conference in the world as far as our industry is concerned. It happens once a year in Las Vegas, usually in April. And it is not a conference for motion design. It's a conference for the entire broadcast industry. So that means not only are there camera makers there and lens companies, and also post-production. Adobe has a giant booth. Maxon has a giant booth. Every software company in the industry will have a booth. There's also all kinds of gear, audio equipment, hard drive manufacturers, virtual reality headset manufacturers, basically anything that is even remotely connected to production or post-production, it's there. It is a massive conference. Hundreds of thousands of people. It's just ginormous, and it's really fun to go to. And why I love it is because it's also become sort of a hub for the motion design community. So we sponsor parties there, and we invite anyone who wants to come and who's a motion designer. We invite Maxon always throws a party. Lots of companies throw a party. There's an event called the Media Motion Ball. We actually have an episode of our main public podcast, the School of Motion podcast, where we talk about NAB. So you can find out a ton of information there. If you want to, but NAB, the place to go if you do find yourself in Vegas for NAB is to go to Maxon's booth. And when you go there, it's this gigantic booth and they do lots of cool demos, but it's just become the meetup point for motion designers. And it's a really great way to go and meet in person all these people that you're following on the web, people maybe you've talked to on Twitter, but you've never met in real life. You get to go meet them in real life, and it's a lot of fun. It just feels good to realize that all of these people that you're interacting with are real people. You know, they're not just like disembodied internet voices. They actually exist. And I am usually there, and if you see me, please come up and give me a hug or a high five if hugs are too much. You know, I mean, I've spent a lot of time with you over the past 10 days, and I feel like we're probably at the hugging phase now, but if I got that wrong, just, you know, let me know and we'll high five, shake hands, you know, or we can just kind of like do silly dances. All right. So aside from NAB, there's also a conference called SIGGRAPH. And SIGGRAPH is cool because it's much smaller than NAB and it's very focused on new technology. So, you know, companies like Adobe and Maxon and the Foundry will have booths there and they'll be showing off their software, but you'll also get to see a lot of the newer tech. Companies often go to SIGGRAPH to show off new technology that hasn't made it yet into their products, but will be, you know, in the next 6 months to a year. So it's really all about the cutting edge. And when you go to SIGGRAPH, you're also going to meet lots and lots of motion designers. And that conference tends to suck in the geekiest ones, the hardcore 3D artists, the ones using Houdini and doing all kinds of crazy coding and processing. And it's really a lot of fun. It's an amazing experience, and everyone should do it once. And then on the other end, there are lots of conferences that are really about the creative side more than the technical side, and really focus on creating that community feeling and letting you introduce yourself to your heroes. You know, you can go meet animators from Buck and stuff like that. And there's a lot of these. There's Fitzy, there's Node, there's Mode. But one that I have a really soft spot in my heart for is called Blend. Blend is the best conference I've ever been to. It's usually in Vancouver, and they generally do it every 2 years. And if you go to Blend, you'll hang out with, you'll become friends with hundreds of people who are just as into motion design as you. One of the interesting things about being a motion designer is that for the most part, your mom and dad will never truly understand what it is you do. You will always have a hard time explaining what you're doing for a living. But if you go to Blend, every single person there knows what a keyframe is. They know After Effects. Most of them know Cinema 4D. They are probably familiar with School of Motion, most of them. A lot of our students and alumni go to Blend. I've gotten to host Blend and I've been part of it. And it's just, in my opinion, the best way you could possibly experience the motion design community. So in this episode, we have kind of run the gamut of talking about very sort of low impact things you can do. You can go to this website, you can follow this company, and you can gather information. We've talked about how to actually engage and join online communities, message boards, subreddits, Slacks, things like that. And we've also talked about in-person meetups, which I think is the penultimate way to feel like part of the motion design community and to get involved. And I say, you don't have to go out and do everything all at once. Start with something really easy. Just start following a few companies online. Maybe, get on a message board, say hello. Just dip your toe into the water and you will find that this is just one of the most warm, welcoming, embracing communities on the planet. And I am honored and privileged to be a part of it. So thank you again for listening to this podcast episode. I hope you learned a lot. Thank you for making it all the way through the Path to MoGraph. I hope this course expanded your horizons a little bit. I hope it was entertaining. I hope you learned a lot. And if you have any questions, please reach out to us. We are always available to answer questions for anyone interested in motion design. So that's it. You rock, and I will talk to you later.